Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Ferguson, please.
Speaking.
Hi, William. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your Scottish Breeders case.
All right, yeah.
Are you okay to have a quick chat with me, William, for 5 minutes about your case?
Yeah, on you go, mate.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, William, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said earlier, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. My job is to get to know you, get to know your case, and try and understand how your time in care and your childhood years have affected you going into your adulthood, Mr. Ferguson. How I do that is obviously I'll ask you some questions and then I will write to the relevant authorities to gather as much information as I can so I could substantiate your claim, therefore obviously giving us a better chance of getting the most amount of money for you, Mr. Ferguson. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll ask some tricky questions, William. They're not tricky as in, you know, general knowledge, but they're going to be tricky for me to ask you from person to person, but I am doing it in, you know, the best interest, if you like. Do you suffer with any sort of depression, William? Any PTSD, any anxiety?
Well, yeah, I think I do, mate, yeah.
Okay. Has there ever been diagnosed, William?
No, I've never bothered.
Yeah, I get that. A lot of men are like that. It's just life, or you know, we get through it.
Yeah, us blokes, we think of brilliant, don't we? But we ain't. But hey ho.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever sought any sort of medical attention for depression or anxiety, William?
I did phone up about it. And that was quite hard, but
yeah, but
I was speaking to this girl, and I was meant to have another phone appointment for the next week, and nobody phoned me for 3 weeks, so I thought, I won't bother anymore.
Okay, I get that. I'm sorry that you've been you've been let down by institution after institution. I'm sorry that.
It's not your fault, mate.
I do get that, but you know, yourself, obviously, what you've been through in your past, you know, you need all the help and support you get. Just being let down again, it just makes me feel a bit sick. William, have you ever, or have you had any sort of issues with alcohol or substance issues?
I was a big drinker, mate. Yeah.
Did you seek any sort of medical attention for your drinking?
Believe this or not. I actually done it myself because it just clicked to me. I just couldn't keep going on like this.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
So now I drink about 3 or 4 times a year, man.
Yeah.
I do like to smoke now and again.
That's it. As in a cigarette or as in a herbal cigarette?
It's been taped, mate, so I won't say nothing.
No, it's okay. It's good that I understand, you see. The reason being is we can put that down. Everything that's happened to you in your adulthood, William, is due to what's happened to you as a child. Now, whether you're suppressing feelings or suppressing memories in cannabis or alcohol, it's all relevant, if I'm honest. The reason being is, you know, we're seeing that as hiding away from your feelings, if you like.
It gets you out of the world for a couple of hours.
Yeah, okay. I get that. Just relax. And would it be fair to say it gets you out of your own head?
It makes me think about nothing, if you know what I mean. I've just got no thoughts when I'm on it. I just switch off from the world.
Yeah.
I'll put I'll put Sky Sports News on, and I'll sit and watch that round and round and round and round again.
Yeah. Check it safe. Is it football that you're into, William, or what?
I love my football, mate.
Did you support up there, buddy?
I'm a Glasgow Rangers fan.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice. We both really like Steven Gerrard then.
Yeah, good man, good player. Heck of a player.
Some player. I'm roughly the same age as him, so I grew up watching him. I didn't see the Kenny Dalglishes, I was too young. But what some player he was, honestly.
Dedicated to
the club,
mate. Yeah, great player.
So, you haven't sought any sort of medical attention for alcohol? You haven't sought any medical attention for any depression or anxiety? I've got a real tough one here, William, and I would have to ask you. Have you ever tried to take your own life, William?
No, I haven't, because I've seen people, I've not seen people do it. I've been friends with people that have done it to themselves.
Yeah, of course.
I've seen what was left.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's not nice. I wouldn't wish that on my family or friends or anybody.
I've seen that firsthand myself, mate. Yeah, I've seen the devastation and the fallout from it.
It's horrific.
Yeah, it's bad, yeah. It is bad. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Mr. Ferguson, is I'm going to write to the local authority that Calder Glen House was in. I'm going to get you as much information as I possibly can. Do you want copies of the information I get, William?
No, mate, I don't want copies.
Okay. So what's going to happen, William, is when I get the information, I'll go through it with you. We'll go through your statement again. We'll try and, gather as much information as we can before we submit our final findings to the Scottish Readdress. What will then happen, William, is we will get a panel date. From the panel date, we will hopefully get an offer. That's where my business partner, the lawyer, Matt Bell, will jump in, and he'll advise you on whether to take the offer or whether to reject it and go for more money. So that's the process from now until, obviously payout, if you like.
That's a while away.
Yeah. Unfortunately, these local authorities aren't quick.
I know how it all works, I think. I'm not desperate for money or anything, so it didn't really bother me.
What I'm finding, William, the more and more I'm doing this is people just want the recognition of what happened to them. I'm trying to make sure and shine a light on this so it doesn't continue to happen. That's what most of my clients are more focused on rather than the monetary value, So do you have any questions, William?
No.
Okay. So obviously due to the sensitivity and nature of this disclaim type and what you've been through in the past, do you have to just go back a step and just explain to you what your other options are, and just have a chat with you about our fees and just make sure you're happy and understand them. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Perfect. So just to let you know, William, you still can apply for Scottish Readdress compensation yourself. You don't need to do that with a law firm. You can actually do it yourself. So that would mean, obviously, you're applying, you're gathering your own information, and then you obviously trust in the Scottish Government to give you a fair offer. So that's option one. There are other law firms out there, William, that don't charge you any fees. They actually get paid by the Scottish Government to help you apply.
It's called a government legal fee scheme. They're paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. I can't really comment on the law firms or how they practice or how they run cases. But what I can tell you is that we've rejected the government legal fee scheme. We've told them we don't want their money.
Mm-hmm.
What we would prefer to do is enter into a no win, no fee agreement with you, in which we win with you and we lose with you. What that means is our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of that, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less, depending on how much time we spend on your case, but you'll never ever pay us more than 20%.
Right.
You'll never pay us any money if you don't win. So it is a genuine no win, no fee.
Right.
So we would never put financial pressure on you or any sort of financial hardship on you. Just because obviously everything you've been through in your past, we just wouldn't do that. That's the three options. Do you understand all three options?
I do understand all three, yet.
Perfect. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
I am. I'm very happy. You carry on.
Thank you, William. Thank you very much.
I prefer to be called Will.
I will. Perfect.
Yeah, that's better, mate, yeah.
Give me 2 seconds, but they're not really making notes of that. Can't remember what I was going to say then, Will. So just to let you know, Will, that you do have a 14-day cooling off period. You're well within your right to waive that as well. So what that means is 14 days goes by, you can rip up any agreements you have with us, and you can go whatever which way you wish to. Or alternatively, you can rip up the 14-day waiver and we can get started on your claim straight away.
You can start straight away, mate.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much. I'll send you all my contact details, Will, in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's any after-hours numbers. If you need me for anything, if you just want to have a chat, give me a call. If I can't answer, there's an answer machine there. Leave a message and I'll ring you straight back.
Okay.
I will touch base with you, Will, every couple of weeks or every few weeks, should I say, just to let you know how I'm getting on, how your case is progressing. And yeah, hopefully we can get you as much money as we possibly can and the recognition that you deserve.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. Any questions, buddy?
No, none whatsoever.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, Will.
You too, mate.
And I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Will. Bye now.
Bye for now.